Our call to worship this morning is a responsive reading. The words can be found in the bulletin as well as on the screen behind me. This is a call to worship for Graduate Sunday. We praise you, Lord. We give thanks to you with our whole heart. Great are your works, full of honor and majesty, and studied by all who delight in them. The works of your hands are faithful and just. Your precepts are trustworthy. Our reverence for you is the beginning of wisdom. You are to be praised forever. We do welcome you this morning to the First Baptist Church of Holliston, and whether you are in the sanctuary with us in person or whether you are joining us online, we are delighted that you can be with us here today. If you are visiting in the sanctuary, we would invite you to complete the guest registration and information card, which can be found in the pew rack in front of you, and following the service, place that in the offering plate on your way out of the sanctuary. We do thank everyone who continues to support our ministry financially through your tithes and your offerings. If you are here in the sanctuary worshiping with us in person, you can place those in the offering plate on the stand at the entrance or by the exit. Again, in our post-May 29th paradigm, you can use either exit when you leave today, so either offering plate would be acceptable for you to place that in. But if you're not here with us in person and you'd like to send in your contribution, that can be sent Attention Financial Secretary, First Baptist Church of Holliston, 40 High Street, Holliston, Mass., 01746. If you haven't done so already, we would recommend and ask that you like us on Facebook so that you can receive notifications of when we post new content, like just a few moments ago when we went live on Facebook. And I do want to just, again, this will probably happen for the next couple weeks as we're getting used to what the new operating environment looks like here in the post-May 29th world here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. But some of the mitigation measures that we implemented in the last year we've found to be very effective, and they are going to be continuing. As I mentioned earlier, the offering plates are on the stands at the entrance and exit. We're not going to be passing those among the row. We do have the first two rows blocked off here just because the pastor and the worship leader are facing that direction and tend to be projecting. So we just want to make sure that there's a sort of a zone where no one is within our droplet producing dispersion area. We do obviously continue to encourage you to do the things that you've always done to keep yourself clean and sanitary, like wash your hands. There is still hand sanitizer at the front entrance when you come in. Also in the bathrooms, the wall dispensers have hand sanitizer. If you're looking for hand soap, that is on a pump on the counter right by the sink itself. We continue not to have guest reception and coffee hour in PB Fellowship Hall, but you are certainly encouraged to fellowship with one another following the service. And then just one quick reminder about masks. We do not want masks to be something which divides us. So although the CDC guidance suggests that if you are an unvaccinated individual and you're indoors, they recommend that you have a mask, we are not asking to see your proof of vaccination. And we also have found that a lot of people in the last year have become very comfortable wearing masks. And if they're wearing it, you don't need to ask them why they're wearing it. They may have a health condition that they feel that it's better for them to be wearing the mask. They may have someone at home who has a health condition. They may have children who are too young to be vaccinated, and therefore in solidarity with their children, they're wearing a mask. So if somebody comes in and has a mask, don't judge them. Don't ask them about it. Just be glad and welcome them into our fellowship that they can worship with us. And if you are vaccinated, if you're unvaccinated, if you are vaccine hesitant, if you are an early adopter, we're glad that you're here and we want you to worship with us this morning. And if you have any questions about this, I would refer you back to Pastor Scott's sermon on August 30th of last year, just before we sort of reopened to in-person worship. We're really from Romans chapter 14, he emphasized that there is one way for us to love one another. So again, we do not want masks to be something that divides us. We want to be united as brothers and sisters in Christ. So we are delighted that you are here with us, and it is our goal to worship the Lord here this morning. So let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity for us to gather in your name. And Lord, it is our desire that you would be magnified in this place and that your name would be lifted up, for you alone are worthy of our worship. And it is in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen. Well, as I mentioned a few moments ago with our call to worship, that it is for Graduate Sunday, this is a day for us to celebrate. And so we do look to the scriptures, and we see in Psalm 150 that it says, "Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." If you are physically able to do so, I would encourage you to stand as we praise the Lord with joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, singing bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessing, ever blessed, wellspring of the joy of living, ocean depth of happy rest. Thou art Father, Christ our brother, all who live in love are thine. Teach us how to love each other, lift us to the joy divine. Mortals, join the happy chorus which the morning stars began. Father, love is reigning o'er us. Brother, love binds man to man. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life. In Psalm 90, we read, "Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. and moon and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thy own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. In Lamentations chapter 3, we read, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Your mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Your mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. You may be seated. Although we are not what one would consider to be much of a liturgical church, this nevertheless is one of my favorite Sundays of the year. This is what is referred to as Graduate Sunday, which traditionally is scheduled on the day that the Holliston High School is having their commencement exercises. Normally, we have our service in the morning. They have their graduation in the afternoon. However, due to a weather advisory concern about being 110 on the football field this afternoon, the school district decided that they were going to move the graduation ceremony from 2 this afternoon until 16 minutes ago. We are still going to celebrate our graduates because not all of our graduates attend Holliston High School. And so this is a great opportunity for us to celebrate our graduates. And you see on the slide behind me, for years we would invite the graduates forward and we would put the microphone in front of their face and we would ask them that awkward adult question of, hey, what are you doing after you graduate? Where are you headed to school? Which is what we as adults always want to know, and the students, by the umpteenth time, are tired of sharing with us. So this year we decided, let's be proactive. Let's just put it up there on the screen so that you all can benefit from where all of the students are heading to. Again, as I said, not all of our graduates attend Holliston High School. We do have one graduating today from Medway, 3 from Holliston, one graduated Thursday night from Keefe, and one graduated on Friday night in Franklin. So we do have a graduate with us, and I would like to invite Danny Goyette forward. I know he's... You can stay down there because you'll still be taller than me even if I'm up on the... So on behalf of the church, we'd like to give you this small token of our celebration for you graduating. Congratulations. You know, Danny is representative of the things that we're going to talk about. Don't go away. I'm not done with you yet. You know, later on during the service, we're going to be reading our church covenant. And, you know, there are things that we talk about. You know, here we talk about participating in each other's joys. Danny graduated on Thursday night. Great opportunity for us to celebrate. But there's also this line later on that says that we will maintain private and family devotions, religiously educate the children committed to our care. And so this is a great opportunity for us because we have young people who come to our church and they are educated downstairs in Sunday school. They participate in Vacation Bible School during the summer. Some of them attend the youth group. Others come and are here on Sunday mornings and sit under the teaching of the Word. Sometimes they're here for Easter, for Christmas. Unfortunately, sometimes they're here for funerals. So there are lots of opportunities for us to religiously educate those entrusted to our care. So Danny is our representative graduate today. And so if you would bow in prayer, we're going to pray for the graduates. God of joy and hope, we thank you for this time of graduation. Your spirit of wisdom has empowered their hard work and discipline in such a way that their hunger for learning has been nourished with knowledge, discovery, creativity, and determination. As they walk across the stage to receive their diplomas, let them walk in a prayerful gratitude for the many blessings that have made this moment real and filled with great potential. In gratitude, we pray for their families and the many who have sacrificed and worked to see them to this hopeful moment. In gratitude, we pray for the teachers and administrators who have challenged, cared, and crafted them along this academic journey. In gratitude, we pray for fellow students who have taught them more about friendship, collaboration, and sharing. God, even as they have faced challenges and accomplished much, we understand that their lives move into a new chapter where there will be more challenges to face and more will be demanded of them in order to accomplish good things. May your grace cover their anxieties and fears so that they may stay encouraged about the future. Give them patience and hope to energize their search for work that is just and makes proper use of their gifts. Give them courage to face the challenge of carving out a place in society where they may live in peace, service, and gratitude. Give them strength to resist the temptations of greed, laziness, pride, and envy as they strive to do and be their best. May your spirit guide them as they unfold the next chapters of their lives. Help them to enliven hope in the world and bring good things to your kingdom. And may this celebration be a reflection of the blessings that they find in knowing and loving you. For this is the day that you have made. We are glad and rejoice in it. Amen. Thank you. Congratulations. And now you may be seated. morning's scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, and I will be reading verses 13 through 20. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13 through 20. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom, and the one who gets understanding. For the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the deeps broke open, and the clouds dropped down the dew. This is God's word. This is the time during our service where we have an opportunity to lift up prayer requests, also an opportunity for us to share praises and updates about previous prayer requests. To assist you with that, in the bulletin, you will find an insert that is entitled Praise and Prayer. And on the back of that, that does have the email address that you can send an update or a praise or a prayer request to during the week. And that email address is prayer@holistonchurch.org. Few things that we would want to draw your attention to that are on the insert. Obviously, we do want to continue to both praise and pray for the graduates, as we just did a few moments ago. It was a very difficult day in the Commonwealth on Friday for those in law enforcement, so we do want to keep the Braintree and Worcester Police Departments in our prayers. And then some of you may remember, longtime member and former elder of our church, George Seaman. We received word that he passed away last Sunday. So we do want to continue to pray for the Seaman family following the passing of George. Last Sunday, following service, Sharon shared that her brother Richard has been moved from palliative care to hospice care. So we do want to continue to pray, not only for his physical condition, but Sharon is also concerned for his spiritual condition and where his heart is in relation to the Lord. So with that, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day where we can pause and we can consider that wisdom comes from you. And we thank you, Lord, that you have allowed these students to reach this milestone. And whether they graduated a few nights ago or whether they are walking across the Diaz in just a few minutes, we do once again pray your blessing on the graduates and their families. And we thank you for all that they have been through. And we look forward with great anticipation to what you have prepared for them to do in the future. Lord, we do pray your comfort for those who are grieving. We pray your healing for those who need your touch. We ask for your guidance for those who are seeking direction. Lord, we'd ask that you would calm the anxieties that many feel. Lord, we thank you for your word. And we'd ask in a few moments as our pastor comes and as he delivers your word, you have promised that your word will not return void. And we claim that promise this morning. And we'd ask that you would instruct us more about you. But Lord, that this wouldn't just be an academic endeavor, but that our hearts would be changed and that our world would be influenced because of the call that you have put on us. For you have entrusted to us the gospel of reconciliation. We pray all these things in Christ's name. Amen. This time, I would encourage you to stand as we once again sing The Steadfast Love. steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Your mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. Great is your faithfulness. You may be seated.